The parasha begins with the mitzvah to bring shemen zayis. V'atot etzaves b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu elecho shemen zayis zoch kosis lamo'or lahalos ner tamid. The Gemara in Menachos points out that it says v'yikhu elecho. They shall bring to you. That means Klal Yisrael brings to Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Gemara, they're not bringing it to me, meaning Hashem, they're bringing it to you. Why is that? So the way the Gemara puts it is, I need light. Hashem says, I need light. It's dark. I can't see. It's my house. Talking about the Mishkan, Hashem's home. If Hashem needs light, he has no problem making light. And he doesn't need light anyway. V'yikhu elecho. We have a mitzvah of bringing Shemen Zayis and kindling a menorah, and lighting up Hashem's home, who doesn't need it. So what's pshat? But what? To make you feel like you can do something. I like to deal with this on two levels. The first is understanding our place, and the second one is understanding how we have to apply this further. In terms of our own place, we have to remember that we're not doing Hashem any favors. That's number one. But it goes further than that. There's a mitzvah of bringing Shemen Zayis. There's a mitzvah of hatovas haneris, of taking the wicks, cleansing them. What's interesting is that there is no mitzvah of the kindling of the menorah. Yeah, they lit it. There's a mitzvah to have a light there. Lahalos ner tamid. There is no mitzvah of actually lighting it. The avoda of the menorah was hatovas haneris. Not the actual kindling. It's to have light there. The mitzvah is presented to us in a way that we don't get confused, that we understand our place, that we understand that on the one hand, we're not the ones that supply Hashem with light. On the other hand, we do have an avoda here. And that is accommodating. Is there anything the human being can do for Hashem? So the Gemara tells us the story of Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol, who goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, and he hears the bas kol that says, Yishmael b'ni barcheini. Give me a bracha. Hashem asked Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol for a bracha. See, davens, he gives him a bracha. What's that? You should have mercy on your children. Yagolu racha mechal midosecha. What was that? It was a trick. It was a game. It was a joke. Ah, he was sharp. Hashem, I give you a bracha that you should have mercy on us. No! That's what Hashem wanted. What does Hashem want? Hashem wants our desire. Hashem wants our desire for Him to shower us with His good. Hashem wants our desire for a relationship with Him. Hashem wants our desire to make His presence in this world felt. the one thing that is ours, the one thing that He created us for, is simply for us to want. For us to ask. For us to accommodate. For us to do the kinds of things that allow Him to give. To become great so Hashem could do things for us and even perform miracles. Our role is to accommodate. Our role is to make it happen. So we do something. We don't supply the light, but we allow Hashem to shine. We don't have what it takes to give light, and Hashem doesn't need it. Ever since He created us, there's one thing Hashem needs from us. Tnu oz l'Elokim. Give strength to Hashem. How do we give strength to Hashem? What can we do? Vitamins. How do we make Him strong? How do you make Hashem strong? Give Him the ability to give. This world was created in a way that you earn your existence. He could only give when you earn. Give Him the ability to give. Take for yourselves. The Shemen Zayas, Hashem doesn't need it. But take it for yourselves. He needs for you to take it so that He can shower you with His good. He doesn't need the oil so that it'll be light there. He needs the oil so that He can give us. He needs for us to go and take things and do things and serve so that He can give us. Have mercy on him. What does Hashem want? What does He beg? Allow me to give. How can you refuse Him? How can you refuse Him? He's sitting there and waiting for us to allow Him to give. And we're too busy. Because we're worrying about all our problems. We're too busy. Yeah, our avodas Hashem will be better when we have more time, when we have the means, when we have the peace of mind. It's hard to say all that without laughing. Our avoda is allow Him to give. But we have no time to allow Him to give because we're too involved in the things that we're lacking because we're not giving Him the opportunity to give. So just give Him the opportunity to give. You'll be missing nothing. This really goes for all of Avoda. All of our service to Hashem. Every one of the mitzvahs is another opportunity, another way that we can allow Hashem to give. It's another way to earn life. It's another aspect of life that you can earn. Another piece of eternity that you can give. So in these parshias, when they take up a collection, what are they collecting for? This is a collection for Hashem. Everybody give, because by giving, you are giving Him the ability to give you. You're not giving Him, but you are. You are. Every donation one made to the Mishkan, and every mitzvah. Every time we go against our natural tendencies and do something, are we doing it for Hashem? Yes, in what way? We're giving Him the ability to give. You know, people ask, the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim sounds terrible. It sounds like the goal in life is to take. There are groups within Klal Yisrael that avoid the Sefer. And that's the reason. I'm talking about those who do learn other Sfarim. It sounds like, what's the purpose, your purpose in this world? Your purpose in this world, right, clear, what did Chazal tell us? To take pleasure. Doesn't sound so good. Doesn't sound so religious. The truth is that Ramchal himself, in other places, phrases the same idea slightly differently. He says, what does it mean to do something l'shem shamayim? What does it mean to do a mitzvah l'shem shamayim? The highest level of kavana. I am doing this to give Hashem the ability to give me schar. Hear this? I am doing this to give Hashem the ability to give me schar. The reason why mitzvahs are supposed to be done in the best way possible is so that you can get more schar. Rashi says it, beferish. Rashi in Kedushin. It says, mitzvah bo yosem ibishlucho. It's more of a mitzvah to do it yourself than through a shaliach. Says Rashi, why? Because since you did it yourself, you're going to get more schar. So the way Rashi's phrasing it is circular. Why is it a mitzvah bow? Because you're going to get more schar. Yeah. The mitzvah that gives you more reward is a greater mitzvah. Why? Because that's the goal. The goal is give Hashem the opportunity to give you more. Do a mitzvah in the best way possible. Give Hashem the ability, in accordance with Chachmos Yisbarach, give Him the ability to give you the most possible. The second half of this is, you know, we have a mitzvah of Halachta Bidrachov. And every time we understand something in the way Hashem deals with us, we have to go and apply it to the way we deal with others. Hashem gives us the opportunity to give. Unbelievable. Hashem made Himself needy. Hashem created the human being. He created the whole Bria. What did He do? He made Himself needy. He set things up in a way that He gives of Himself. But only by way of our earning it. He needs our help. His midas ha-chesed, kvayachol, needs our help. He can't give us without our earning it. Hashem knows what He's doing. Hashem, who is just everything, created a need. And this is all His midas ha-chesed. You know what the greatest thing you can do for another human being? Make him necessary. Make him useful. Make him needed. You may be tempted to think that the greatest chesed is to smother people and give and give and give and give. The Halachta Bidrachav teaches us that the way to help someone for real, the way you build up a person, is turn him into a giver even if you need nothing. Make yourself in need of his help. Make him needed. Make him necessary. That builds. That's real chesed. V'halachta bidrachav. Hashem needs nothing. Yet He makes Himself needy to give us a place. We have to learn to do the very same in the way we deal with others. Never allow people around you to feel totally unneeded. No matter whom you're dealing with, and how much more it is that you've got of what they can give, make them needed. This isn't a game. For real, make them needed. Make them necessary. In all relationships, this is so important. People feel, oh, it's beneath me to have someone give. It is so important to appreciate the chesed in making other people necessary. Giving them some reason to get up in the morning. To feel like, what's going to be without them? Giving them responsibilities. Hashem does it for us. And we know what it feels like. People save the world. People do great things. Hashem needs their help. What greater chesed is there than the fact that Hashem created so much need and gave us so much opportunity, although He could have taken care of all of it all by Himself? So you've got to learn to do the same. Once again, in every bit of insight you get into the way Hashem deals with us, the way Hashem treats us, you have to make sure, as of a halachta bidrachav, that you're capable of passing that on. And this really is Hashem's greatest chesed. Not only can we enable Him to give, but we also have the opportunity to provide for others in a way that Hashem could have. He gives us the opportunity to provide for others. And the greatest that we can provide is to provide for them a place, a meaning, a reason for them to exist and want to live. Giving other human beings the ability to give.